Hi everyone. March 2017, my whole life changed forever. And for the next 10 minutes, I'd like to take you on a journey through the patient lens that I experienced. So I'm Jen. You can probably tell from my accent I'm from Liverpool, but I actually live in Haydocks. It's been a great journey for me this morning. I have two children, Grace, she's 8, and Ella Rose, she's 2. Incidentally, Ella Rose was born on a multi-story car park, but that's not the story for now, so don't worry at all. Shortly after the birth of Ella, I became quite unwell. I had a variety of different symptoms. So I went to my GP, who was fabulous. He sent me for some diagnostic tests, and they discovered that I had a very rare tumour in my stomach. It was not the grade nor the type that they wanted to leave in my stomach. So on the 31st of March 2017, it was decided that I would go in for an operation to have half of my stomach removed. I awoke from surgery with the surgeon standing above me, and he said, "I'm sorry, Jen, we've had to remove your whole stomach. The tumour wasn't quite where we thought it was." Nonetheless, I recovered very well, and I was home in about 8 days. Spent 3 weeks at home, and then what happened was a complication. I was admitted over a bank holiday weekend into the local hospital. I felt so unwell over that weekend, so vulnerable, and I felt so unsafe. During that weekend, I honestly believed I was going to die. It was difficult that weekend because there didn't seem to be a lot of staff, and the staff that were around were really busy, really stressed. I couldn't tell you anyone's name that weekend. In fact, we were told there were no medical staff available for us to come and talk to us. Towards the latter end of that weekend, I wanted to die. I felt so unsafe, so unwell. A nutritionist came to see me. I can't quite remember it. But unbeknown to me, she got on a WhatsApp group, and she got on a WhatsApp group. Yeah, good. She got on a WhatsApp group and asked all of her other team members if I belonged to anybody, if I was under anybody's care. The next day, it was like the white knights had rode into the ward. My surgeon and his team came in. He sat on the bed. He held my hand and he said, "Jen, I'm going to look after you now." What a relief. I was transferred to a different ward, and on that ward, I knew all the staff names. There seemed to be lots of staff all around helping us out, making us feel really, really safe. I spent 3 weeks on that ward, and then I went home. I went home to a range of variable appointments, appointment letters, discharge notes, a bag full of medicines. I kept my own file. Bit of a geek, quite organised. I remember this file, and I remember my husband, when I was first admitted to hospital, saying to the ambulance staff member, "This is the file the hospital had given, Jen." The hospital hadn't given me the file. I'd put the file together myself, with all my appointments, my discharge, everything that I needed. For me as a patient, it was confusing, because I'd get multiple appointment letters. In 1 week alone, I received 4 from 4 different departments. So I had to be quite organised. Obviously, following appointments, you then have to get to appointments, don't you? I was quite unwell, really unwell. From where I live to the hospital, it wasn't very local. It was about 30 to 50 minutes, depending on what the traffic was like. For some appointments, I had to go before the appointment to have tests and then go back again to get the test results. And then there's always the parking, isn't there, in hospitals? It's always difficult. But nonetheless, I've received fabulous clinical care. Although when I then did get to the clinical appointments, often there was quite a large wait. And I'd often ponder, why? Why? They know I'm coming. Why do I have to wait an hour every time I come to this appointment? Surely there must be a different way of doing it, a better way of doing it for the staff, for me, for us all. What I would have liked, well, might be blue sky thinking, but for me, I would have liked what Apple did to CDs, what Amazon did to books. I would have liked a bit of digitization in my journey. I'm always on my phone, I'm always tinkering around on Twitter or whatever. For me, what if the Bella Beat, the what I wear in terms of like a Fitbit, what if that information could have gone somewhere? What if the scales I have in my house could have been utilised? You see, for some of my appointments, I'd go, I'd wait, I'd be weighed, and I'd have a 5-minute conversation with the clinical team who would say, are you okay, Jen? And I said, I'd be fine. But it had taken me an hour to get there. I'd sat in clinic for an hour. Whereas it would have been great if I could have just called somebody, had a conversation, sent some information out. So this is the journey I would have wanted. The thing is it's not sci-fi. It's not out there. This is available now. But we just don't tend to utilise it at this moment. But for me as a patient, it would have been really, really helpful. I'm a parent, I'm a mum. I also work full time. So these things are things that are possible, but we're just not utilising yet. And as a patient who's sick and unwell, sometimes we know a human touch, we knew a human element is important, but some things can be done differently. And that's the point I'd like to kind of leave you all with. When a patient is unwell, when we're sick, we don't choose to be unwell. And sometimes just being at home for, you know, a little bit longer is all we need. Maybe a check-in call is all we need. Sometimes the journey we have to get to hospitals and get back can make us a little bit more unwell, really. So I suppose my call to action is that sometimes we can do things differently. Not only help us patients, but may help yourselves as well.